Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, James, you're on with Tones and I.
There she is, Tones and I on the phone. How are you?
Good. How are you in quarantine?
We're doing well. My wife's behind me doing a puzzle. We're actually broadcasting from my house. So my wife's behind me doing a puzzle. We just had some pizza. We were watching some Netflix. And I don't want my boss to hear this, but I had a couple glasses of wine, too. How are you doing?
I feel good. It's 10:30 in the morning here, and we went for a walk and then did some boxing and then made a quiche and a frittata, I guess, because there's no batter on it. So I guess it's called a frittata. And, yeah, that's what I've done this morning.
Did you say you just went boxing? Boxing, like punching and stuff?
Yeah, I just did it with my roommates. We just do it, like, we just try and stay structured in this time, you know, have some sort of a structure. So we wake up in the mornings, we go for a walk, and then we do boxing.
Normally when this whole quarantine thing isn't going on, you know, the time before quarantine, your life was pretty structured, right? Like, you guys, you would wake up and you know what you were doing every single minute, or did you still kind of have some free time?
Well, I mean, if this whole thing didn't happen, I would have only been in Australia for 6 weeks this whole year.
Wow.
I would have been in America right now playing shows. In Boston, I think tomorrow night I was going to play a show in Boston or tonight.
So you're spending lots of time with your friends and family over there?
Yeah. I live with my best friend, so that's awesome.
You've become quite the celebrity, Tones and I. Are they shocked? Are they excited? What's their feeling about the whole thing?
Oh, you can ask them. Ab, what do you think? Oh, she's changed. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah, it's good to see when your best friend's hard work pays off. She went out busking every single day for years and worked on her music very hard. And now she gets to enjoy it and the rest of the world gets to enjoy it. And so do I. It's brilliant.
Now, you as a friend, do you get any VIP perks now that you have a celebrity friend?
I did get to meet Macklemore. We did a little dance out in the street together. That was cool. I also met P. Diddy in the car park at the Ellen show, and I did cuddle with him. Well, not a cuddle, but, you know, we had a photo together. I was nestled under his arm. It's crazy for me because I'm just... Oh, met Louis Capaldi in France. It's crazy for me because I'm just from England, obviously. I kept traveling, and then I met Turns, and now I'm on this crazy journey with her. Louis Capaldi and the Jonas Brothers in France. That was pretty awesome.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is. You should join us sometime.
All right, yeah. You got my number, so anytime. I'll come over to the Australia. We'll have a good time. All right, so Tones and I are going to make a little switch here, going to get a little serious. It's going to be all right, though. Do the best songs come from heartbreak or hard times?
I've never written a song about love in my life, or heartbreak, because I don't think I've honestly had that experience yet, or maybe I'm emotionally closed off. I haven't had heartbreak yet, so I don't know. But I do think Adele writes very good songs, so I would say hard times for me, because all my songs are about hard times.
Yeah. Now, I first got introduced to you, it was probably a year ago, maybe a little bit less. I watched your performance. I think it was at the Land of Plenty Festival, and the whole crowd was singing every word of your songs. How f***ing crazy is that? Help me understand what it's like to be on stage in front of thousands, and they're singing along to every single word.
It's actually the craziest thing, because my main goal in this whole thing when I was a busker was to play a
sold out show in Australia somewhere, just one sold out show. That was my goal.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of artists that have been busking for years and years that I've met on the streets that have never been able to play to even 100 people that know their songs. So, you know, I'm very thankful. It is the craziest thing. And who would have known that being on a festival stage would have been my favorite place to be? Like, that's what I'm excited for. Like, we talk about it all the time, getting back on a festival stage. I was meant to play my first US festival as well. I was meant to play the Governor's Ball in June.
Wow.
So, you know, just getting back out there and being there and being able to have some fun and feel that love is my favorite place to be. And I've adapted very quickly to it because I just loved it. Like my Splendor performance that I did at Splendor in the Grass, that was my first festival.
Yeah.
And I was so nervous, but I just loved it. And that, I guess that just took over and that's my favorite thing. I know some artists don't like live performance, but me, it's like makes me the happiest out of anything.
Nothing like that energy from the crowd. I want to go back to the, from you performing Busking on the Streets. Was it just one city, one town that you did this? Did you have like your corner where no other buskers could go to?
I busked in Byron, which is a little coastal town in Australia, but also happens to be the most famous coastal town in Australia where a lot of backpackers and a lot of travelers came through. So it was almost like you could travel around the world or you could just stay here and a lot of people will come to you. And I did have a spot, but it was for everyone. Everyone could use the spot. There was a lot of arguments about the spot because I got such big crowds and everyone was like, some buskers were just like, oh, like you're taking the best spot. So I purposely over the summer moved to random other spots, even down alleyways and stuff, just to prove a point that it's not, you can't just say that I'm only successful as a busker because of my spot, because I was just sick of the bullying. And so I let other people have the spot and just didn't busk near there at all. So I think in the end it worked out well. But yeah, I did have a spot I loved and loved and loved. But towards the end, people were just like, other buskers just, not all of them, but some just hated me.
Oh yeah, that jealousy built up probably. They couldn't take it that you were better than them.
It's just also because it's a town where every busker is a guy with a guitar.
Yeah.
And I was coming in with all these electronic synthesizers and drum pads and harmonizers and everyone was like, what? So I guess like I was also already, as soon as I got there, very different to everyone else, which kind of put a divide. People would do these things where they'd go hang out at the beach and have drum circles and play their guitars and bongo drums. It was very kind of hippy dippy in a way, this town. And I couldn't do that, obviously. You know, I kind of didn't fit in as a busker there, but I definitely had my group of friends that I loved so much and you know, it was such a good time in my life.
Do you think there is ever going to be a point in the future where you actually go back to that spot, the spot you love, and do a performance?
I mean, that's the goal. Like, I really, really want to do that. Obviously, with what's going on right now, it's hard. And I do think about all the buskers that earn their living on the streets. I do want to go back. I've always wanted to. And I even want to go back as Old Tones, like get back into Old Tones from the Dance Monkey film clip and go back as him and do a busk. I think that would be funny.
This might be the new single. I know the record rep, Rick, he was like, I think this might be the new single, but Bad Child just came out. It needs to be the next single. That's such a good song. My wife was freaking out about it. She'd never heard it before, and I was playing it for her. So I don't know if you can pull some strings.
I want it to be the next thing. Yeah, I really want it to be the next single. It's such a personal song for me as well, and I wrote and produced the song on my own. I wrote it, I produced it to the point where I was 99% done and then chucked it to a producer to clean it up and to just mix it and stuff. So I'm really proud of what I did there. The only other song I produced on my own was The Kids Are Coming and Colorblind, but I produced Can't Be Happy All the Time and Bad Child on my own. I produced Dance Monkey as well, but I've always had a producer do like 50-50 with me, but I'd have the song ready when I walked in. So for me, this whole next album that I'm doing now is all produced by me with a few features, which is really cool because I've never done anything like that before.
How far along are you on the production of the album?
Well, because of quarantining, I'm now extending the album and making it bigger.
All right.
So I think I'm going to add 5 more tracks to the album. So I'd say that I've got like an A list of songs that are ready to go and ready to like release, and then the B list of songs I want to go back through and fix them up before they go on the album and rewrite some parts, and then I've got like a C list, which are songs I'm willing to give away to other artists that I just don't think fit me. Like, I might like the songs, but they don't fit me now, where I'm at now as a person. I just don't want to tell those stories anymore because it's like I'm over them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Do you have a date yet? I tried to find some sort of date when the new album's going to be.
Yeah, it's still a mystery, but I can definitely tell you it's going to be released before August.
You excited?
I'm so excited.
You're about it.
I'm going to release another two singles really soon and then drop the whole album before August.
This might be kind of odd, but I'm a big fan of, do you know Carl from the Today Show in Australia?
Oh my God, yes, everyone knows Carl.
He's one of the funniest news anchors I've ever seen before.
Well, actually, I haven't met him.
Yeah.
I've been asked to go on the Today Show a lot, so I have been quite hesitant and busy,
yeah.
But I'll make sure that when I do, I'll meet him and I'll tell him that you're a big fan of his.
That some random radio DJ in Orlando, Florida is a big fan of him?
I'll tell him I'm a big fan of his.
All right. So Tones and I, we're looking forward to the new album. Can't wait for this quarantine to be over so you can come on tour over here in America. And yeah, it's been more than a pleasure talking to you and your friends. And I hope you have a good time.
Thank you so much. And say hi to your wife for me.
All right. Tones and I says hi.
Hi.
She says hi. All right.
See you, legend.
See you later.